I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. The Independence Day meetings at the home of Benjamin Franklin and his idea of equal representation of the states in the Senate and proportional representation in the House of Representatives had at least opened the door to compromise between the large states and the small states. But as the convention got back to business on July 5th, a very large question immediately arose. Proportional representation of whom? Or perhaps of what? Would representation be proportional to population, or property, or some combination of the two? And thus again arose the very difficult subject of slavery. William Patterson of New Jersey, no fan of proportional representation in the first place, vigorously opposed the inclusion of slaves in the population formula on the grounds that doing so would serve as an indirect encouragement of the slave trade. As to basing representation on property, George Mason of Virginia thought it
worthy of remark that the southern states have this peculiar species of property.
Resolving the question of the morality of slavery was not the business of the convention, and the delegates could not have reached resolution had they tried. But the question of how, or even if, slaves would be represented could not be avoided. The Constitution Minute is sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance, with offices in Tyler, Forney, Austin, Houston, and Dallas, and online at HibbsHallmark.com.